What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Welcome back to the United Center. David Hogg, Gabe Ramirez here. A special score broadcast at the Bulls game. Bulls Celtics coming up 6:45 pregame right here on The Score. Then it's Bulls Celtics before the jersey retirement of Derrick Rose. And that will be something to see, Gabe. We have been talking about Derrick Rose's legacy in Chicago. We're waiting his press conference, and they have just begun the press conference down in the lower level of the United Center. Let's go to that live.
I was just fortunate enough to come in with a great group of guys, Joe, Lou, Kurt, all the other guys that were on the team. I felt like they came from winning backgrounds. And with me and with them having that experience, when they came in, they only cared about winning. So when I came in, I had to like fit in, where I couldn't think about like individual goals at the time. It was more, when you're the point guard, you're kind of the quarterback. So you got to learn the plays. You got to learn time management. You got to learn where players want the ball. You got to learn what spots to pick and when to score, being a scoring point guard. So within that first year, it's all adjusting and trying to figure things out. And over the years, I was fortunate enough to play with great vets that that gave me great rudiments to live on. And I was able to last 15, 16 years.
John.
Derek. John Greenberg from The Athletic. How are you feeling? We talked to you last year, right around the same time.
Yeah.
How are you feeling going into this one and just kind of the build up for it? I know you're not a guy who really wants a lot of attention for yourself in post retirement, but
yes,
like,
sir.
How are you feeling about just the way everything's been building?
It's been good so far with me being a creative. That's why I retired. Me and my team, my business partners, Maddie, Rand, Elena, Art, Carlisle, everybody that's doing content, everybody that we signed, I felt like we believed in what we ideated on, and that's doing what we're doing now with the content, doing what we in the community, giving in the community, and just showing that I'm more, or we're more than just athletes or just a hooper.
Joe.
Derek, Joe Colley, Chicago Sun-Times. I mean, obviously you are going to go through your emotions once you see that banner raised, but I saw the video. You had a chance to see the banner and actually look at it up close. Do you remember what your immediate emotion was to actually, it's a concept until it's not a concept, to actually look at it and with real eyes and see it, how big it is, and then it's going to be up there?
It was unreal, but it still didn't hit me yet. Probably when I get on the court and talk, but all this, the moment, I'm still trying to take in, I'm still trying to process in real time. And and just feeling grateful, you know what I mean? Like knowing the weather conditions out there, knowing that it's a Chicago thing to even show up here, to fight through that and still go to an event, like it's huge. So it's something that I'm grateful for. And shout out to Jerry and the Ransdorf family.
Andy
Seligman, along those lines, what do you think that moment is going to be like tonight when you see the banner go up?
Who knows? A lot of emotions. I had a journalist ask me, like, man, do you cry? I'm like, I told him I cry every day. Like, and you ask about what? It's like being joyful, knowing like where I grew up, knowing like coming back here, like being practical with knowing the economy, with me being there and then the neighborhoods, and you just know. And that's one of the reasons why I came back, is to curate things and to employ people.
Derek, Eugene McIntosh from the Bigs Media.
What's up, man?
Over the years, man, I've seen you gain the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding. But where do you think that you've grown most since the retirement?
Since the retirement, I will say it's with me being intentional about what, like, leading up to this time. So, like, Leading up to this time, I read more than I did, like, than I was online. So I got this thing where I'm Andy Warhol in my gram right now, while my wife is doing my gram. But I feel like the astute group of people that I'm chasing after, they're not on the gram. They're reading more. So I feel like that's what the sacrifice I have to make right now. In order to get to my goals, I have to make a gambit move. And if that's me being online and doing whatever everybody else is doing, so what? But the time that I am getting, like, with being offline, is the time with my kids, seeing which each kid individually need, as far as, like, watering, or my youngest need to be tamed. So seeing what he needs and tailor-making each kid's schedule and whatever that formula is for me, seeing as a dad, whatever that is, me and their mom is coming up with it. So yeah, that's the goal. I mean, that's the state I'm in right now.
Cheryl Reistow, WBEZ.
What's up, Cheryl?
Hi, Derek. You're talking about your children.
Yeah.
What has been their reaction to everything going on? Because there's a lot going on, but there must be some sort of really great connections between them and you at this point.
It is. We grew a lot, especially with my oldest, P. But my youngest, they're kind of like in the mix. They think this is regular to them, like, oh, this is going on. But with P, we grew a lot with him being 13, coming back into the city, with me giving him the freedom and the liberation to have freedom at the school, not micromanaging them right when he get done, but letting them grow up the right way. And that's why I love Sha, because of the community, because of the people, because of the kids that I grew up with. Even though I was poor, I still had a lot of great times while I was poor, and I really didn't think about it until I started to think about how I wanted to change my family's trajectory financially. And that's when it really hit me. Like, man, started to look around, started to compare my house to my friend's house, my Randall's house over there, which you shouldn't supposed to do, but the Hamptons, their family helped me like steer what I wanted with my family. Like I wanted a big house. I wanted to always be and do family things. And I felt like the Hamptons did that.
Julia Post, Chicago Tribune. Derek, you've talked about your family a little bit, and we've heard from folks around the Bulls organization that something special over the last year has just been having you back in Chicago, having you like, coaching your son's AAU team at the Advocate Center, just little things like that. How has basketball changed for you in this last year, kind of going from being a player to kind of maybe your main access point being through your kids?
I mean, it changed me a lot, but I'm taking everything I won or that I achieved in basketball and just adding it to the business world or just giving my time or being more, like I said, intentional about the time that I'm spending. Like when you're done, you have to figure out how your morning is going to be. Then you figure out your morning, your afternoon, then how you're going to finish the night. Are you going to read, whatever you're going to do. So it was a process within itself. But like I said, my team, I was able to have people around to give me the knowledge to be able to talk to me in certain ways so that it's not like they're trying to like control me or anything, because that's the last thing I want for anyone around me, like to feel like I'm getting controlled. Then my team, they know that. So they find ways to put things in or implement things in, and it worked so far. It led to this.
Couple more. Jamal, go ahead.
Hey, Derek, Jamal Collier from ESPN. Just kind of on that note, so you talked about sort of getting retirement, starting to your business venture. Just going forward, what role do you feel like basketball is going to play in your life? Do you ever see a scenario where you get more involved in the organization or anything down the line? Just kind of where do you, how do you feel like basketball is going to be involved in your life now kind of going forward?
Other than me coming to the games and being at my son's like in kids' games, I want to be far away removed from it. Just like how Magic, just how some of the people that I don't need to name, but it's a group that lives in rarefied air, and I want to be able to enter or be on that tier. It's going to take a lot of work, but at the same time, I'm not foreign to. Like I've been working my entire life. I always had a drive. I didn't deal with arrested development, even though people thought I was quiet and probably did think I was probably slow or retarded or something. But this is the reason why I did retire, was to show people that I'm more than what you all thought I was. You thought I was an athlete. You thought I did this and all that on the court. But wait until you see what I was thinking all these years. I have a lot of verticals that I'm working on, and which we're intentionally, slowly placing them out, and because we don't want anything to overshadow anything. So it's the real McCoy.
Will Gottlieb, CHGO. To Casey's question about being trying to involve the fans in this and really making it feel like it's for them, why is that so important to you, to make the fans feel so involved in this?
This journey was never about me. Like right from the jump, it was never about me. It was about creating a synergy that somehow people from the city can pull from. And somehow I was that beacon or that vessel for that from hooping. But now being 37 and looking at the totality of it, it never was about me. It was about everybody that found ways to come to my games, that somehow we had some type of vibration that connected while they played, or somebody told them like, it's no coincidence that all this is going on and the people that watched me play showed up today. So it all was meant to be.
Last one, Joel, go ahead.
Hey, Derek, Joel Lorenzi with The Athletic. You mentioned just then Magic.
Joel.
You mentioned Magic, and obviously Magic was a lot of things. He was an executive, kind of an ambassador of the game now. So when you reference Magic, like in what capacity do you want to eventually be around the game? Do you want to be involved with the team maybe? Do you want to just be an ambassador of the game? Like what does that look like to you?
Who knows? I mean, for right now, my goal isn't like being around the game like that. And that's, once again, I'm not trying to say that in a crass way. It's more like anybody else that's in this room that's older, put yourself in it. When you was 37 years old, you were somewhere grinding or trying to figure out your career or ruminating on what you was going to do next. I'm in the same state. I was just putting the light, and now everybody think or the path or the motif was, all right, after you get done, you got to go back and be around basketball. I didn't want that. I wanted to curate things that nobody or be in lanes that nobody was in. Coming from Chicago, when you tend to enter lanes that people are in, you step on toes and certain things can happen. So with me having that in mind, I wanted to curate things so that I don't have to worry about any competition. That's why I did the flower shop. That's why I did chess. That's why I can't say that right. That's why we're doing different things to separate ourselves. And I mean, you will see. I know. Yeah, I would. Yeah, my bad. Love, love.
That was Derrick Rose at a press conference in the lower level of the United Center. David Hogg, Gabe Ramirez here on a Special Score broadcast outside Section 102 in the United Center. In the corridor, as people walk by getting ready to watch the Bulls and the Celtics, we're taking you up to the pregame show here on the Score, 6:45. Derrick Rose in front of the microphone, Gabe. I have covered him, covered his entire career. I can remember his rookie season. And when you put a microphone in front of Derrick Rose's face after games or in different settings, he was somewhat, might not have been ready for that yet. He might not have been the most confident or eloquent. But here he is, a 37-year-old man after 15 seasons in the NBA, a businessman, the pride of Chicago, and dropping words like curate and ruminate and talking about what is next in his life as a dad, as a businessman, as an ex-Bull. Very impressive display there. And I think that is the new Derrick Rose.
Yeah, I think, David, you have a son that's, you know, of age, and I'm sure when he was 20 years old, you could have put a microphone in front of him to, you know, do the same thing. So we got to remember his age and that. But you know what I really love is that, you know, I feel like a theme we've been having today, right, is where Derrick Rose has been leading by example for a lot of Chicagoans, young ones at that. And I think even in speech, right, I think a lot of times you think you got to talk a certain way because you're from the inner city and it's got to be that. You don't really realize that as you get older, you learn more things, you mature, your vocabulary gets a little better, you're learning a little more.
How do you think he's changing that way? How do you think that he's gotten better at maybe mastering the language, if you will, or just his delivery? To me, it's just about his own confidence. Yeah. Like when he speaks now, he is somebody that sounds very sure of himself and isn't whatever anxiety he might have had to overcome early in his career when the public glare was pretty bright. I don't sense that now.
Yeah. Obviously, you're a lot more comfortable in your own skin. When you've reached this point of your career, you have something to stand on, which allows you to feel that way. But you're right. It is about confidence. And just that, point blank, period. When you're around rooms of people and you're hearing how they speak, and then finally you feel it to yourself, well, wait, this is who I am, right? Because that's what language really is, especially for Derrick Rose in the present. This is who I am right now. I know you know my past. I know you know my story. But this is who I am and how I articulate, you know, these words. This is how I want you guys to remember me.
Was it just me, or did he come close to revealing what's next for him? Didn't he talk about the flower shop, and then he talked about coaching his kid and doing the things that keep him in Chicago and have brought him back here at the end of his NBA career? And then he started to tell us a little bit about what might be next and stopped himself. I just wonder, what is next? What is next for Derrick Rose? Could it be any number of things? He said he came back to Chicago because he wanted to employ people. I have to respect that. Who does not look at that and say, this is somebody who has a sense of things being bigger than he is and also wants to give back to a community that has helped raise him and definitely supported him. And now, as we see later tonight, it still adores him.
Yeah, and contributed to those dollars in his pocket. Right? When you're talking about his shoe lines, his clothing, you know, even last year when he came out with those roses, that thing was sold out in seconds, right? So this is a guy who is a savvy businessman. I love the fact that he wants to put dollars back into the city of Chicago and, you know, be an example for his kids, right? So they can see what kind of man he is outside of the basketball court. And, you know, as a father, you understand things like that when you get a little older.
If you're wondering what kind of businessman Derrick Rose has become,
Gabe is sitting in front of a basketball that has rose petaled impression on
yes.
it. Yes, and now he's palming it. He's, hey, that's a flex, Gabe.
You gotta let everybody
that's
know,
a flex.
You got to let everybody know you can play basketball. So
that's
you gotta,
right, okay.
You know, you gotta do a little, you know, let people
and
know.
I know you are eyeing those number one Derrick Rose cookies for your daughters. I think that's a smart take.
Nobody
touch the cookies are for Gabe's family.
They might not make it home to my daughters, to be quite honest with you.
But the jersey and the number one shaped nachos.
Chips, yes.
Everything has been orchestrated, calculated, executed. This is the new Derrick Rose, and this iteration of him is going to be fascinating to follow because he's not just the most explosive point guard to come out of the city. He's not just a guy who wore 25 at Simeon and retired, had his number one jersey retired with the Bulls. This is Derrick Rose, father, businessman, and a guy that wants to give back to Chicago. And when he says during one of his many interviews this week, and we'll hear from him tonight, I can't wait for the post-game ceremony, he was built for this. And that's not just a retired player saying that he had the handles and he had the explosiveness and he had the jump shot. He means what he is, what his mission is, and that is to give back to Chicago, to represent the city where he grew up and overcame things and succeeded. He was built for this.
Derrick Rose made it very clear. It started with his family being on his back. Then it was his teams. Then it was the Bulls. Then it became the city of Chicago, and he made that very clear. And I think for one last night, we get an opportunity, all Bulls fans, all Derrick Rose fans, an opportunity to feel good. And I think when you're looking at the people walking around the concourse, the smiles on the faces, the pride that they feel for Derrick Rose, you can sense it. You can feel it amongst the people. And I don't think it's just the cookies that are sitting in front of us that they're
we are outside section 102 here at the United Center leading up to Bulls pregame coverage coming up at 6:45 on the Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network powered by Heli Forklifts. Then immediately following the game, you can hear the Derrick Rose jersey retirement ceremony live right here on the Score and the free Odyssey app. All right, Gabe and I will be back to wrap things up before we give the baton, hand it off to Lissa Bergamini, Bill Wennington, and the Swirsk, Chuck Swirsky, right here, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at G-R-U-N-S.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Rose cutting to the basket. Derrick Rose. Timeout, New York.
Get out the way. This is my house, Buck. MVP time.
I think in terms of the Derrick stuff, he's probably the most beloved player in the league by everybody. So, you know, we're thrilled that he's being honored and grateful to Jerry and Michael for recognizing him the way they have and for all his teammates to come back and celebrate him, the city, the fans, but also the entire NBA.
Welcome back to a Special Score broadcast right here at the United Center. David Hogg, Gabe Ramirez until 6:45, leading you to Bulls Celtics right here on the Score. That was Tom Thibodeau earlier in the year talking about the impact of Derrick Rose. Certainly, Tom Thibodeau and Derrick Rose synonymous with a very special era in Bulls basketball. And the highlight was from 2012, March 12th, Stacey King, as he has done so many times, narrating the arc of a Derrick Rose dunk. And he did a lot of that. And Stacey King, also a voice and a presence throughout the course of Derrick Rose's career. Gabe, when Stacey talked about Derrick Rose the other day on the Score on the afternoon show, Spiegel and Holmes, it was powerful stuff because he talked about Derrick Rose that he saw every day. Also, the Derrick Rose that came into the league, maybe a young man, and left it a respected veteran, a guy worthy of what we're going to experience tonight, and also just somebody who had really grown and he had seen every step of that development.
Of course, and Stacey King is a former Chicago Bull, so he understands what it means to wear that jersey. He understands what it means to be in the city. And, you know, let's not forget, this is a guy who's known for giving everybody their nicknames. And when he had Derrick Rose, "I want to go higher." When he says too big, too strong, too fast. Too good.
Or too good.
Don't forget at the very end. But that's what we lived by
too
here.
Too much.
And we loved it. No, not enough.
No, too much of Derrick Rose was what defenders were saying after he dunked on them.
But you loved that Stacey King, right, as a fan when you're watching the games on TV. You got to feel the electricity of Derrick Rose via Stacey's calls. Now, that was great.
There's no doubt about it. And it reminds me earlier today, Gabe, as people started to filter into the United Center when they opened the doors and let all the cold air in. But we saw a number 21 jersey, somebody wearing 21. And I said, recency bias, whatever it was, I said, "Jimmy Butler?" And he turned around and he said, "No, Stacey King."
It's pretty.
So that
pretty
was
badass.
A pretty cool jersey. I hope that he saw Stacey because Stacey would get a kick out of that, somebody wearing his jersey to Derrick Rose's retirement ceremony.
Like Stacey says, the only thing that could stop Stacey King was Phil Jackson. He says it all the time.
No doubt about it.
Oh, that's great stuff.
All right, let's talk about the game tonight because there will be a game before the ceremony. Bulls and Celtics. The Celtics coming in hot. They're the number 2 seed in the Eastern Conference. No surprise there. They're doing it without Jason Tatum. Jaylen Brown averaging nearly 30 points a night, Gabe. When Derrick Rose talked about the Bulls not having a star, you might think the same thing about the Celtics without Jason Tatum. You would be wrong. Jaylen Brown has been somebody who has really upped his game and shown a different dimension without Jason Tatum. The Celtics, they have other pieces. They've got just a really complete team. Going to be a tough challenge for the Bulls, even if the Celtics come in a little tired.
And let's not forget, Jaylen Brown was a guy that was tasked with taking over the Boston Celtics after the Jason Tatum injury in the playoffs last year. And because he hadn't been missing throughout the season, he didn't necessarily know how to take on that role. And now he's had a training camp. He's been able to, like Derrick Rose says, been able to be the star of the team so everyone else can know their roles. And they've been playing winning basketball as
they
a result.
They really have. Derrick White averaging 17.5 points for the Celtics. Peyton Pritchard, he's at 17. That may be the biggest surprise. He may have been the guy who has taken as big of a leap as anybody in that lineup. And you look at the Celtics, it's going to be a tough challenge. But let's focus on the Bulls because they're on a three-game winning streak. They have been a very streaky team this year. They're smack dab at 500 again, like they seem to spend every day or every other day of the NBA season. And 22-22, a little over halfway through the season, in the number 9 position in the Eastern Conference. I hate to say it, but this is where a lot of people expected them to be when the season started.
I mean, they have the kind of squad that would say that, right? It's a try-hard team, and it's what they need to do and what they have been doing for the last 3 games during that winning streak. But it's kind of similar to, like, the Bears, where you have to play the Bulls for the entire 48 minutes.
They're not going away.
Second unit, the guys on the bench, they all understand what they need to do when they get in there. Obviously, Billy Donovan has them playing at a high level. So that's what most teams run into. The Timberwolves ran into it the other day.
Right.
You have a team like with Anthony Edwards, Rudy Gobert. I mean, the squad that they have, and then the Bulls find a way to come back from down 14 to get a Trey Jones basket at the rim to seal the victory. That's the kind of squad that this.
The Bulls were 6-5 without Josh Giddey. He has been back, and now he tonight, you know, will be without Trey Jones because Josh Giddey comes back. Trey Jones leaves with a hamstring injury, and I think that is a loss. But as we discussed, and we talk about the Bulls a lot on the Chicago Lead every night on the Chicago Sports Network, I wonder if it's as big of a loss as it might have been when Josh Giddey was out, because I only say that when Giddey's out, the offense runs through Trey Jones. And when Trey Jones is out, the offense is going to run through Giddey. But that's by design. That's why he's here. That's why they signed him to the 4-year $100 million contract.
True.
This really is – I know Modest is the face of the franchise, and I know the young kind of star on the rise, and there are other guys that are contributing. But this is – Josh Giddey is as close to a star as really the Bulls are going to have.
Yeah, and you look at today, a game like today, he's going to have to take over. He's going to have to get 25, 30 points if they want to win this one. And you really got to look at everybody else on this team. But Josh Giddey, listen, last year, let's not forget, he ended the season strong, which is why he wanted the extra couple million at the end of his contract when he was signing with the Bulls. He wanted those extra dollars. And then he came in this year, and, you know, even he himself felt a level of ownership with the team, where he said, okay, you guys want the star. Regardless of what Derrick Rose says, I'm the star
right.
That's here right now.
Well, I like that attitude, and I like that approach because, you know what, this Bulls team, they're going to – here's the thing that the most optimistic of Bulls fan may be hoping for, and there's a lot of them here tonight, that they flirt with 500, they hover around mediocrity all season long, they get past the trade deadline. And then, like last year, you remember the last 20 games of last year?
Yes.
15-5. That spurt kind of influenced Arturis Karnišovas in the offseason to say, this group can do something better. Now, they still have a chance to do that. I don't know what they're going to do before the deadline. There's all kinds of rumors, and there will be speculation. But if they are able to finish strong, and if they do happen to stay together, I'd be surprised. But I think that's what they're looking at. They're looking at a strong finish after a mediocre start and maybe getting to that 45 victory.
I think it'd be too similar to seasons in the past. And I think if there's one thing we know about AK, he will make moves. Let's not forget, he made the move to get Vooch here. He made the move to get DeMar here. So I think when you're talking about – and then obviously he made the move for them to move on from DeMar, move on from Zach. And so I think he understands that Vooch has played, you know, his last couple games here. He's not going to be part of the future for the Bulls. When he's looking at Kobe White and Ayo Dosunmu, that's a tough decision.
That's a tough decision.
Those guys are both playing
because
well.
Because Kobe White is capable of being your best scorer, and Ayo Dosunmu is your most improved player almost every year. Almost every year that Ayo Dosunmu is on a roster, he's the most improved guy. That tells you what his work ethic is like. You talk about a Chicago guy made good. This is the epitome of just the commitment to improve and be tough mentally and then strong physically. Ayo Dosunmu is shooting 46% from three-point range.
Unreal.
Who thought that was going to be the case when they drafted him in the second round?
And one of the better scorers on the team. Let's
Absolutely.
Not forget, all these Bulls fans that are here right now that are watching games, Ayo gets to the cup with regularity. Him and Trey Jones practicing that layup, high arcer off the top of the box. They do that all the time. And who would have thought that Ayo, Ayo, who was supposed to be your defensive stopper, even though he was a scorer at Illinois, was going to be the guy you'd be leaning on in the bigs.
Well, he'll be there tonight. The Bulls will be motivated against the Celtics and maybe even inspired by seeing and knowing what's ahead after the game. They will raise number one to the rafters. It'll be Derrick Rose's retirement, jersey retirement ceremony, waiting for how he's going to respond. What is he going to say? You know the connection between Derrick Rose and the city is as tight as it could be between an athlete and where he lives and where he plays. Stacey King, we mentioned that. See, he talked earlier this week on the Spiegel and Holmes show about just how Derrick Rose captivated Chicago.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Having Michael Jordan here, having some other great players here in other generations, especially with Michael, you never thought you'd ever see anybody captivate a city like Derrick Rose did. And I think as great as Michael was, Chicago's always going to love MJ, but Derrick Rose is one of their own. He grew up here. They watched him throughout high school, college, and now, you know, being a Chicago Bull, being the youngest MVP ever, he's one of their own.
He's one of their own. He was built for this. everybody is here to see. They're here for the game, but really they came for the post game. And this is going to be the game after the game to see what Derrick Rose is going to say and how he's going to respond.
I feel like I could start a Derrick chant with all the fans. Can we start a Derrick chant? Oh, Derrick, Derrick, Derrick. See, got it? You got it, David? Got the people, man.
David Mirror's crowdsourcing.
I'm just, you know, we're here. We got to take advantage of the concourse.
The people that might be late to the crowd or late to the party, they don't realize that just the lengths you went to make tonight even more special by getting a customized hoodie.
You know what it was? I knew I was going to be here. I was going to be like a specimen in a zoo. And I felt like, why not have something that represented my love for Derrick Rose? So the Los Bulls, you know, the Latino jersey. I know they don't have them anymore. They don't make the Los Bulls jersey anymore. But, you know, I have to do something special.
Who are you looking forward to seeing tonight represent that era of Bulls basketball or somebody associated with Derrick Rose's basketball life?
I follow Joakim Noah a lot, so I see him, and he's here often. But for me, it's Kirk Heinrich.
Really?
I really have a love for Captain Kirk, number 12, number 1-2. He was a bad man, and he played basketball the right way. We talk about guys that exemplify what it means to be a Chicago Bull. He was that, and you don't get to see him too often. So I would love to see him. How about you?
I think I'm looking forward to seeing Tom Thibodeau. I hope he has a speaking part. I did not hear from Thibs. Obviously, we heard from him from last year when he was here. I wonder what he's up to. If he's around there, I might go downstairs to see exactly if he's milling around. You never quite know who. But to me, as we talked about, you know, Tom Thibodeau, that era of Bulls basketball was when Derrick Rose really established himself as the guy worthy of being an MVP.
Any other of his coaches going to be?
Any other ex-coaches? Vinny? Is Vinny here?
Is Vinny going to be here?
Is Vinny Del Negro in the house?
No, I can't imagine.
I don't know if Vinny Del Negro would be here.
Do you think Derrick Rose is going to cry?
Absolutely he's going to cry. He said in the press conference he cries every day. He cries tears of joy.
Did he say
that?
He's
an emotional guy.
I love that.
I think he's going to be real poignant. I think he's going to be real purposeful. And you're going to hear the passion in his voice about what it meant for him to represent this city and this organization for as long as he did so in such an exemplary way.
I can't wait to see it. I'm super proud of Derrick Rose. Glad to have seen the whole thing. And you guys get an opportunity to watch us here yourself.
Thank you for being here, Gabe Ramirez, Chicago Gabe. He's available for autographs after the show. Thank you to Sean Sears, did a great, terrific job in our Chicago studio. Ray Diaz, who helped us stay on the air out here in just a terrific fashion, lining up all the guests. Engineer C.S. Henderson, our promotions team of Eric Taylor, Riley Goals. I saw Jacob Stutz around here. He's working hard. Mitch Rosen, Ryan Porth, everyone who helped us pay tribute to a legend. And that is what Derrick Rose is. And tonight, his jersey, number one, will go up in the rafters at the United Center. For Gabe Ramirez, I'm David Haw. Thank you for listening to our special score broadcast from the United Center, honoring and commemorating the Derrick Rose retirement ceremony.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Las Vegas was built for stars.
Here we go.
And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.